Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
A listener's been in touch to say, I'm a pensioner who, along with my husband, have worked for the last 40 years. We receive a state pension, which is on a par with social welfare payments. And whilst I welcome any increase in payment, this €10, that's what we're expecting in the budget today, is really only five, this listener says, because we, as a couple, fall into the threshold for tax of €36,000. We're about €500 above, therefore we're liable for tax yet again. Because of this, we're now cutting back on living standards in order to survive, having worked all of our lives. Well, on that, a reminder for you that on tomorrow's programme, whether you are a pensioner or a renter, a business owner, a carer, perhaps a parent feeling the cost of living pressure as well, we want to hear from you because the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, and Jack Chambers, the Public Expenditure Minister, will both be here right in the studio with me. They're going to be answering all of your Budget 2026 questions. So if you want to join us live on air tomorrow to ask the ministers yourself about any budget issues that you hear about today from 2 o'clock, you can email us now because we do know at this stage a lot of the detail of what is expected. Get those emails in to todaycb@rte.ie with the question that you want answered, and we will have you speak directly to Ministers Pascal Donoghue and Jack Chambers tomorrow. So a reminder of the email address again, it's todaycb@rte.ie, and you can get writing to us now and we'll have you ready to go for tomorrow. There's nothing quite like the shock, is there, of hearing that one of your very favourite albums is celebrating a big anniversary. And now more than ever, an album's significant milestone might be marked by deluxe editions or special reissues, remastered versions, sometimes even tours. So which big albums are celebrating birthdays this year? Well, here with me to take a trip down memory lane is Simon Marr, music journalist and presenter on 8 Radio. Hello, Simon.
Morning.
Lovely to have you with us again. I think there's a shock, isn't there, when you hear that your favourite album is 10 or
there
20
is.
Or 30.
Or loads more. It, you know, there's people who live in the world where 1975, I was only talking about this a few minutes ago, 1975 was the last time a great album was released, and there's a list of them from then. But even when I started writing this bit, I was going, nah, it can't be. It can't be. And even albums that I would love. So there's some that are, you know, are big albums, but there's albums that I would really love and kind of go, I was probably at that gig.
Yeah, you know, you can't stop the tide. We have to adjust to this,
yeah,
don't
absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. If there was a reunion tour or that band toured the album, I'd be there and I would be boring people silly with my stories about, you know, oh, well, 25 years ago when I saw Radiohead, that was the big thing.
Nostalgia buzz.
It is, big
and,
time.
And it sells well too, you know, and because artists are pushed now, they're not selling as many albums as they used to.
Yeah.
When a big anniversary comes along, they really push it, don't they?
Oh, they have to, yeah. No, it is a huge thing. It's one of the few big earners that's left. Is that tour when you tour an album? Green Day did it. I saw Arcade Fire do it. Lots and lots of bands do it. And they take the album on tour. And not alone do they get the revenue from the tour, but they also then get the revenue because everybody then goes out and buys, as you mentioned, the limited edition gatefold sleeve with the photographs version of the album. And you're charging, and I'm paying 30, 40, 50 quid for an album that I probably bought for a tenner, you know, 20 years ago. And people will do it. But from the band's economic perspective, it's a huge thing. And also from a profile perspective. But there's different generations again and again are getting reintroduced to these albums.
Yeah,
and if you can do that, you know, then
you're winning.
Oh, absolutely.
Feeding the beast. First up now, this album is 10 years old. I think we're okay with Adele's 25 being 10. Can we settle with that?
Yes, no, I think we're okay. Anything sort of 10 years and beyond is a bit of a struggle, but 10 years is fine. And particularly for an album like this, that 25 was so huge, was an absolutely massive album and got elongated its life. Because when you think about the album, its release, there was a wait of 4 or 5 years before it. And then the album got released and then she toured extensively and then they built a marquee in Germany and then she went to Vegas. But everything that was done. So the album has had that sort of a value in it. But then she's gone away and said, well, you're not going to be hearing from me for ages again. So that adds an extra sort of a value to it because there's now a scarcity in there.
How successful was that album? How can we measure it?
Do you know, because they talk about albums being sort of critically acclaimed, but I think some albums almost make a difference to culture. You know, is that musical culture changed and there's an entire generation of people who will identify major events in their life, you know, in for good or bad with that album.
Yeah, well, it did top charts, didn't it, internationally?
Oh,
whatever,
it did. Oh,
listen,
everywhere.
Whatever that stands for anymore, I don't know, because it's difficult to get a handle on what that means in terms of sales these days.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But when you're there and you're winning Grammys and then you're selling out, you know, huge venues for possibly limitless amounts of time. If you reach a level as an artist like Adele has, that she gets to tour as much as she wants because she knows that she will sell out every venue that she's going to, then you know that you're huge. But in fairness, 25 deserves that. It is an album of that. And importance is a terrible word to use in music, but it is that important of an album that it gets that. It's
and then she did 30, of course, in 2021.
Yes.
And then we haven't heard from her in a while. And she has said, I'm taking a break.
Yeah, again. She has said, you won't see me for an incredibly long time. So that was, she ended her tour in Munich. And then she said, that's it. I want to go off. I want to live my life. You know, there's lots of other things that I want to do. So you're not going to see me for an incredibly long time.
She's probably incredibly honest or a marketing genius.
Yeah, probably a bit from column A and a bit from column B.
A bit. Now, here's something else that turned 10 this year. She told me don't worry. That still feels new, doesn't it, Simon?
It does. Again, it doesn't feel like an old, it doesn't feel like a vintage album. And I think, again, because you've got Weeknd spends an awful lot of time on radio playlists, on Spotify playlists, everywhere, is used in movies, is used in all sorts of promos and everything. So Weeknd stays fresh. And this album, I think, has stayed pretty fresh.
Beauty Behind the Madness is the name of the album.
And I would suspect that a Weeknd, it takes two nights next year now in Croke Park, that the Weeknd, you know. And I think a lot of those sales are based on that album from 10 years ago. And that's not a bad trick at all.
That's incredible. That is incredible to be able to sell on an album that is 10 years old. Now, this next one is from an album that turned 20 earlier this year. Gorillaz. I'm willing to bet you're more in our era now, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, but I love this. But I love this on many, many levels. But one of the big ones is because Adele is a huge personality. Everybody knows her. Everybody knows everything about her. Gorillaz is a virtual thing. It's almost like a cartoon that Danger Mouse and Damon Albarn put together, you know, and then put music to it.
Because he had his big pop career.
Oh, yeah.
He did all that. So this was something new for him.
Blur were huge then, are still huge now, but decided wanted to go and do this. this thing more into the sort of hip hop meets rock stuff, and then got together with Danger Mouse. They drew these characters and then started putting music to them. So it's like it's a virtual thing that exists, but people love this. I love this album.
And they have new music coming?
They have new music. They have new music that's coming out in 2026. They're releasing an album called Mountain. They've just done a collaboration with Sparks, who would have been around in the 1970s really at this stage, and they're playing in the Three Arena on the 1st and 2nd of April, and I will absolutely be there, even though I'm going to be looking at a screen with cartoons on it and a silhouette of Damon Albarn and Danger Mouse in the background.
You don't mind. You're happy with that.
For a second.
You're happy with that. Now, we've gone from 20 years to 25 years ago. Let's listen to this one. From Radiohead's Kid A, Everything in Its Right Place. And Simon, you're in your happy place listening to that.
I was going
to
say, I'm in my happy place because I love it, but it's because I wasn't in my happy place that I love it. So it's a mixture of the two. But it was an album because everybody had loved Radiohead when they released OK Computer. Probably their huge, huge breakthrough album. Then they released this and people were like, oh, I'm not 100% sure.
It's so different.
But here we are 25 years later and it's looked upon as one of the defining albums. You know,
by just you or
of
by
the last 25 number of regular non-nerd people as well. It's looked at in a really positive way, but people love it. And as the more you listen to it, and for me, even going back to it now, and it's because I suppose it marks a moment in time. You know, and that's the thing. And that's what people do when they listen to it. We'll call it a heritage album. It's like it takes you back to a particular time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just great, you know.
And they're touring as well.
They are. They're
for the first time in years.
Absolutely in the first time in years. And they've announced that they're doing Scarcity as well. So they've announced, I think, four shows in London, four shows in Copenhagen, four shows in Madrid.
They're not coming here.
People will murder one another to get the tickets for these.
Like, Have you tried?
I tried, but there was no chance. You had to pre-register and do all sorts of things. This would leave Oasis in the Halfpenny Place, you know, because it would be people would be there. Even if they didn't want to be there, they would feel that they should be there. So that's what's happened with these gigs. But I would love to see Radiohead again. But this album, if you're going to go back, Kid A is definitely a journey worth taking back.
That's the one to go back to.
To a scary 25 years ago.
Well, we've another one that's 25 now. Let's have a listen to this. And every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings, or in the parking lot circling, screaming, I don't give a with his windows down and his system up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can, how does it go? I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. Well, we all thought we were so cool in 2000 when we liked that, didn't we?
We definitely
did.
But it was a fabulous crossover. That was its big thing because it made so that hip hop stuff of that particular era, it made it very, very accessible. So when you mix that in, and Eminem worked out that you got to make it a pop record as well. But if people feel like they're also being cool and listen to rap and hip hop, then this is really going to work well.
Cool. It's still cool.
It is a great album. It really, really is.
Simon Marr, thank you so much for being with us
as
always.